This week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo. Torah begins. Vayaki Savo al Aretz Hashem Elokecha Noten Lecha Nachala V'Yishtav Yashav Taba. V'Lakachna Mereshit Peri Ha'Adama Shetavi Me'Artzecha Hashem Hashem Elokecha Noten Lech V'Sam Taba Tene. V'Alachta L'Mokom Sheivcha Hashem Elokecha L'Shaken Shmo Shom. So Samta Batena means you put the fruit in the basket and you take it to Yerushalayim. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh, page 5, discusses the tenor. So if you look in the arrow on page 5 on the left side, the Omro the Samta Batena Yirmos Shetzorech Kol Mif'alo Satova She'osa Yu Alpi Divrayim. The Samta Batena means anything you do should be Batena. What is Tenor? Page 5. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says, "Obral pia Torah sheyerucha." Al mishpat. Torah Mishpatim Biros of Chol Mishishim Mesechtos Kiminyan Tene. The Tene is Gematria 60, and we have a tradition that there's 60 Mesechtos. Shishim Mesechtos. Where does it say that there's 60 Mesechtos? So if you want to see in the Medrash on Pasuk in Shir Hashirim on page 10. Shishim heima malachos ushmonim pilakshim. Almost a mispar. So says the Medrash Rabba on page 12. Rav Yitzchak posukray b'shvarshim shel Torah. Shishim heima malachos elu shishim masachtus shel halachos. That the shishim malachos are the 60 masachtus. Ushmonim pilakshim, and what are the 80 pilakshim? Elu shmonim parshiyos shebetoras kohanim. Well, almost a misbar, ein kates latos, latops vesos. So, you know, as the Eitz Yosef says, and then there are extra brises, toseftas, there's no limit to that. But Torah Sheval Peh is defined by the Shishim Masechtos, 60 Masechtos, and that's the Minyan Tenor. Tenor is 9, 50, and 1. It adds up to 60. And it's interesting that, so that's what the, as Moshe Shapiro pointed out, that's the remez of the word Tenor to the 60 Masechtos. But there's a famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh, which fits in well with this idea. And if you look, it says in the Pasuk, on page 7, V'samachta b'chol ha-toiv, Asher nesol l'cha Hashem l'kechul u'beisecha, Atav ha-levi v'ager Asher b'kibrecha. So what is the, so the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a famous comment on page 6. Kamirmos b'mamar b'chol ha-tov el ha-torah k'omrim zal ein tov el ha-torah shim hoyu b'nei adam margishim b'mesikus v'arevis tov ha-torah. If people would just feel, understand the sweetness of Torah, hayu mishtagim umislatim achareha. They would like pursue it unbelievably. And they would think that the worst of the world, all the kesef and zav, is not worth anything compared to the beauty and the sweetness of Torah. Ki Torah kolelas kol hatovos sheba olam. The Torah brings all the tova in the world is in Torah. And Torah is the tenet, is the shishim mesechtes. He says, if Pnei Adam would be margish that. So in other words, sometimes we don't. That's why I said when I was here last Shabbos that what's the goal in learning in yeshiva? What's the goal? So of course, whatever we're going to learn, we're going to learn. But the goal is the future trajectory, meaning that to teach an appreciation for the learning. In other words, if you never had an experience in learning, I come to you, I show you a question from Rabbi Akiva Eger. So if you're in tune to learning, you'll get very excited about it. But if you never had any experience, so you won't understand why this guy is like going crazy over this question of Rabbi Akiva Eger, because you were never taught the appreciation. So that's what we're here to teach the appreciation of learning. We're not going to finish the whole shas, the whole thing. Whatever we'll learn well, whatever. But that will give us an appreciation for learning, and then that learning will be a trajectory, for many years to come. That's why, when I was in Boston, I used to be in Boston, in Brookline. When? In the old days. Summers of 90, 91, and 92, one of those summers. So I had this chus to meet Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He lived in Chelsea. Maybe I think after Rav Miller. Rav Victor Miller was from Chelsea. So he was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer, Leibowitz. He wrote a sefer Sfarim called Eitz Eretz. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was in the Masada Gittin in the whole that whole New England area. He was the Masada Gittin. So, and he spent, I think, like 10 years by Rav Baruch Baer. He was been biased by Rav Baruch Baer for 10 years. So, and Rav Baruch Baer's son-in-law was Rav Reuven Grzovsky. So he said that Rav Baruch Baer would encourage learning slower. Rav Reuven wanted to go quicker, he said, because he felt if you learn slower and you understand it better, then you have a bigger shot that you'll want to pursue it the rest of your life. If you just do it quickly, like people push, you got to finish the Masechta. See, but you're not really understanding it well and enjoying it well. So it might look like in the short term you're learning a lot, but in the end you might give it up. But if learning is something that you learn to appreciate, and that's the Samachta B'chol HaTov, Ein Tov El HaTorah, Ilu b'nei Adam would be margish the Masechus HaTorah, they would say that anything else in the world is nothing compared to that. And that's the tenor, that's the 60 Masechtas. And there's a piece in the Degel Machan Ephraim on page 8. It's a classic Hasidic Sefer, Degel Machan Ephraim. Od yumers on derech ain tov el Torah, so we the isa vayarol kim is the or ki tov. So why is Torah called tov? Vayarol kim is the or ki tov. Lignos v'gonzel tzadikim. Amar Adoni of his kaini is a gonzel b'Torah. In other words, Hashem created this or, and right. So Hazal say that it wasn't. He didn't want to keep it in the world because of the Rishayim. So he was gonez it. He put in Shemus. So where was he going with it, the or? So so he explains that he was going with it in the Torah. In the Shetizkil, hey or shall hey Hamusha Kum She Torah. The or nignas mehem. Hainu Shetizkil Torah's emes. So meaning the or, the original creation, that Hashem says we can't have in this world because the Rishayim are going to use it or whatever, he was going to say, but where did he put it? He put it in the Torah. So it means anytime you learn Torah, you're getting from that original or. You're getting something from that original or. And that's why you get Simcha. He calls Simcha Samoti Arach Torah. And that's what the Arachayim says. You know, he quotes the Moshe Kosov Arachayim. Ilu have Yoda Yisrael, Arevis, Vesikas, HaTorah, Amisus, Kimat, Ayu Mishtagim, Vyotzim, Midaitam, Machmas, Vesikas, Varevis, HaTorah. They would mamish go crazy over it. But you have to be taught it the right way. I remember Rabbi Tuchman just reminded me that Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein said in the schools, in the day schools, they exposed the children just enough Gemara so they won't like it. But they're exposed just enough, so you know. But it was if you're not taught in the right way, then you don't enjoy it. You know, then you know you're exposed to it enough not to like it. But if you're exposed to it in a proper way, then that's what the Arachayim HaKadosh says. That's why so many people, you know, learn Gemara and young, or they learn Halacha. You know what I say? If you learn Halacha, you open up the Shulchan Aruch, people, you know, they open up a Yerodeah and they start learning. So they're not going to enjoy it because they didn't go through the process from the beginning, from the Gemara, the Rishon. And then the last step on the train is the Shulchan Aruch. Then you'll enjoy it. But if you just start with the Shulchan Aruch, where a lot of people do that, that's why they don't enjoy it. And then they stuff themselves and then they memorize it and then they get their Bechina and they get this meat and then they forget it all. You understand? But the key is the Havana. The key is the Havana. And the Mesikas HaTorah. And that's what the Degel Machan Ephraim says in Parshas Bereishis. Again, we mean previously on page 9. Vayal Kim is Or Kitov. He said, Mezh Kitov Gonzo with Tzadikim. And then he says, Heichen Nignaz, where's the Or Nignaz? It's Gonzo B'Torah. So that's what the real tzaddikim is be able to see, you know, that light. Rav Gutman said over from the Satmar Rebbe that the idea of a person that has a tremendous knows Kol HaTorah Kula, then he has a light that could show him everything. He says over here in the Degel Machan Ephraim that a story from Rav Gershon Kitover. Shenostel Eretz Hakadosha, Echshara also b'Shabbes b'Chutz Laaretz. Because he had a vision, he could see what was going on all over. You know, he tells his story here. Shenostel Shabbos also Ezek Vir Bris Mila b'Chutz Laaretz. So he was able to see that in Eretz Israel, exactly. But the idea is that the more we expose ourselves to Torah, we're exposing ourselves to that Or HaGadlus. And that's the... And that's why, he explains, the Arachayim HaKadosh says that if we would really know how much the Mesikas HaTorah, then we wouldn't pursue anything else because how sweet it is. Then there's a famous Medrash Tadchuma in this week's Parsha about the Bikurim. It says on page 15. Hayom hazeh Hashem lokech mitzav halaso zeh she'omer ha'kosuv bo nishtachaveh v'nichro nivrachol Hashem lefnei Hashem oseinu. Halo kriya b'chal nishtachaveh v'nishtachaveh b'chal kriya mal talmud lomer nishtachaveh v'nichro nivrachol tzofa Moshe v'ruach ha'kodesh v'rosh ha'beis ha'mikdash osi l'choriv. Moshe saw that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. But Bikurim Asidin Liposik, and they're not going to have Bikurim anymore. So Amad Vihiskin Lisrael Shim Spalim Shalosh Pomim B'chol Yom. So it's a funny idea. You would have thought what the Gemara says is we don't have Karbanah, so they must sack in Tefillah. The Medrash says no, we don't have Bikurim, therefore they must sack in Tefillah. So what's the idea? So the the Kosher Glover writes an unbelievable thing on page 21. There's a lot. You should read everything in the Kozhik Lover. Married there. Yeah, the fifth floor. Those that are new here, I always recommend that you get off the elevator at 5A. When you come out of the elevator, you'll see the big picture of the Kozhik Lover. You should look. I tell you, get Yiras Shamayim by looking at the picture of the Kozhik Lover on 5A in the library. I recommend it to all the Talmidim. Just stand there, stare a little bit into his eyes. Hinei Bikurim hi mitzvah bazara. He said Bikurim is a unique mitzvah. It's in the Azara. See, the Shachavisa lifnei Hashem lokecha. You're supposed to be mishtachaveh when you bring the Bikurim. I mean, total prostration in the Azara. Ve'eino doma l'korbonos achem. He says other korbonos. I mean, it's not a korban, but it's in the Azara. Regular korban is, what's the idea? Really, the person should be brought on the mizbeach, so to speak, right? Like Rabban says. But we bring the animal in lieu of the person. Mashenke bikurim nechshav etzem ha'odam kekorban. He says the person is like the korban. That's why he's mishtachaveh. But he's not mishtachaveh when he brings a korban chatas. And this, by bikurim, he's mishtachaveh. What's the idea? To show, the most important thing is our neshama. So why does the neshama not stay in Shemaim? Why they come down here? So the famous idea, the Sham Haisa Bibchinas Nama de Kisufa. Roshiv of Kerbiavne, of Golvach Zatzal, always like to speak about Nama de Kisufa. What does Nama de Kisufa mean? Nama de Kisufa means Lechem Shel Busha, bread of shame. Meaning, if Hashem gives you schar and you didn't earn it, like just like anybody who gives you a handout, right, money, you didn't earn it, you feel a busha. But, so that's why, so the Neshama is just getting Hana in Olam Elyon, but didn't do anything, it's busha. So it comes down to this world and does Maisim Tovim in this world, then can go back up, and then whatever it gets, it earned it. So there's no Lechem Shel Busha. But Olam Hazeh, but the thing is, so that's why it comes to this world. But in Olam Hazeh, there's a problem. Because in Olam Hazeh, there's a lot of Taivas. So what does Bikurim teach us? That a person has a tremendous Chukah, that sumptuous fruit. That first fruit, I'd love to eat it. And he pulls back, he brings it to the Hazara. He doesn't eat it. Gives it to the Kohen. And that's the Shachavisa. But you take your body, you take your tivus, you prostrate yourself, showing that what? You're giving everything to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That your neshama is the Iker, and the taiva is... you're subordinating the taiva to the Ratzon Hashem. That's what Bikurim is. It's the bittul of the Gashmi, that sumptuous apple. It's an apple. It has to be. I mean, apple's not a good example. It has to be the seven meter. So it's not a good example. Grape. Gevaldik, a grape that you could have had. And you're giving it, you mevatel yourself. So he says, so that's the idea of tefillah. He says a beautiful thing on page 22. What's the point of tefillah? He says on page 22, third line in the middle, towards the end of the line. Chayner isi b'michtav shal rava kodesh v'asemez atzal shekosav. The Iker HaTfilah Eina Kidei Lamalas Vachashoso Rak Levatel HaKol Hashem Yisparach. What is the point of Tfilah? The main point of Tfilah is not I need something, so I call my provider. That's not the point. The point of Tfilah is to be Modeh that everything is in the hands of Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, we think, people think, you know, Kochi Votzem Yadi, I'm doing it. No, everything is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what tefillah is. It totally is boundless to say, I can't have anything, I can't accomplish anything, I can't be successful with anything without the Ribbono Shel Olam's help. So where did we see that before? That was the mission of Bikurim. Because Bikurim, I'm mevatel everything to Hashem. All the gashmias is from Hashem. And not only that, I prostrate myself in the Azara. I don't do that by other korbanos. By other, it's not a korban, by other, you know, things. But you bring a korban chatas, then you don't mishtach, you know. But yeah, mishtachavisel of the Hashem lokecha, to show the his batlus of the gashmi to Hashem. And today we don't have that, so Bikurim is the only way to show that really all the gashmis in the world is only through Yad Hashem to get anything in this world. So that's Vishachavisa Lefnei Hashem Lokecha. And that's the Yisod. And then he tells you, he says more, that it's the purest mitzvah that we have. It's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's a tremendous chavivas. He says the famous Mishnah that we stand up for the people who bring the Bikurim, mostly mitzvah. And the Bar Tanura says it refers, right, even the people the Mishnah says that were in the who were busy doing their malacha, when they brought the Bikurim, they would stop work and they would so the Bar Tanura says on page 17 that the minhag is when you bring a baby into the shul to do a bris milah, people should stand up because you bring for the people who are involved in the mitzvah. But it doesn't say that in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. It only says it by Bikurim. Because you don't say, oh, I'm going here, right? I'm coming to put on my talis and tefillin, so now stand up for me. Because I'm walking into shul, I'm going to put in my talis and tefillin now, so stand up for me. And, you know, some have the minhag, Rav Shechter said from, I think, Sayover, Rav Shechter, I think from Rav Soloveitchik, the idea of standing up for the chassan is because of Osei Mitzvah, you know, not because of chassan going to the melech, as Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, because he's only a melech later on, not when he's walking down. But, so the Kajik Lover says, no, you only do it for Bikurim. You only do it for Bikurim, because Bikurim is the purest mitzvah. Because you're doing it in the Azara. And in the Azara, all whatever negativity there is in the person doesn't go in. So it's pure. It's pure. Chaviva mitzvah shaita. Other things we do are not so pure. Eventually they will come pure. But this mitzvah is pure now. Because it's a totally hisbatlus to understand everything we are is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the mitzvah, and that's a totally hisbatlus. Tachishtachavisel of Hashem Elokecha. Even though there could be hishtachavah by other things, but here it's written b'feirish. Like some point out, it could be a shtachel of other things, like Shechter mentioned, other things. But Iker, that's the Iker. So the Iker of Bosai, the Bikurim, is that the Gashmi is totally subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the idea, the Samta Batena, that everything we do in Gashmi has to be Alpi the Tena, Alpi the Shishim Besechus, Alpi the Chazal's interpretation of the Torah. And then to realize the Samachta B'chol HaTov, that the Iker Tov is the Torah, and that if people would realize that sweetness of the Torah, as the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, they wouldn't pursue anything else. So at least, if we're not on that Madrega, at least we should realize how chashuv the Torah is, and even though we do pursue other things, we should realize that level of chashivus. And that's and the Torah and the tefillah. And so basically Bikurim represent both. The ten is the Torah, and then Vishtachavisa is the tefillah of the Hizbatlus Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Malacha HaKilon HaTen B'Yadecha Mitzvahs Bikurim Malas HaTorah B'Tefillah. So Be'ez Hashem, we should realize that idea, and the way to do it is to go slow, to understand things, the process, you know, not to rush through everything. You know, every day we learn something new. We learn a new Rashi, a new Shita Mekubetzes, a new... Every day, if you try to do all this at once, then you forget it all, you know, and you never enjoy it, because it never went in you. It can only go in slowly. See, we're in a world, like Chaim Zimmerman said, we're in a world of technology where people want to just press the button and get their answer. But we have to realize that Torah is a process. It's not, it doesn't happen overnight. You come every day, you learn a little, and then you see in the end how much you'll know. But if you think you're going to know, be thrown a million things at once, those things you'll always forget. So Be'ez Hashem, we should understand Lakacha Kohen, Atena Miyadecha, the Tena, that receptacle for Torah, the Shishim Resechtos, is the Mitzvah Bikurim, Malas HaTorah Batzim.